Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have two extra special guests. They're comedians from the podcast Ad Wizards. It's Aviva Siegel and Lance Smith. Woo! Woo!
Woo! Hello.
Hello.
Hey, thanks
welcome.
For
thanks for being here.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing on this warm Sunday afternoon?
We're a little sleepy, but we're hanging in there.
Yeah, we're recovering from some drinking yesterday.
We did party.
We went to a little party last night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Birthday party.
Engagement party.
Whoa. Yeah. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. It wasn't your engagement party.
No. I was. No. I was sending it out to the universe.
For a second, I was like, did you guys not tell me something? But was it like a day drinking situation or?
The sun was out for part of it. We got there at about 5:30, I'd say 5:45, which is still day. So, yeah. And before we got there, we already started drinking. So,
pre-gaming.
Yeah. We had a beer.
Classic.
So, yes, day.
Yeah, it was day. It was day.
But day into night,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
Day into night.
So, when I start that early, I mean, I'm wrapped up, ready to get in my bed at 9 p.m. What happened with you guys?
Well, we left the party, I want to say, maybe 9-ish. And then we went to this really great place in Lincoln Heights called Carnitas Michoacan.
Nice.
Very good food. So we got that. We started to watch a TV show, and I was sleepy, so I was like, I want to watch this in bed. And I went to the bed, and then I just fell asleep. So that's what happened.
That tracks, yeah.
We went to sleep relatively early.
I'd
if I can
12.
Extend this,
we could go on.
We could go on.
I want to hear every detail between then.
Every detail.
There's some holes that I need you guys to fill in the timeline.
I was also drinking yesterday, and I feel not hungover, but you know that feeling where it's like I definitely didn't sleep well because I drank too much.
Yeah,
that's like what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, we're definitely not sleeping well. So we're not. We'll be bringing our A game to the podcast.
Yeah,
love it.
Already bringing it. So you guys have a podcast about commercials. What like inspired you to create this podcast?
Well, you know, we are a couple. We live together. I'll just start from the beginning. And
yeah, how did you meet, first of all?
Met doing comedy. And we always, you know, obviously a lot of people started podcasts during the pandemic. And it was always in the back of our minds, like, what's something that we could actually talk about at length? At first, I wanted to do
a podcast. Turns out we haven't found it yet.
No.
But we're still looking.
Right. And then, I mean, we love like local commercials and commercials we grew up on and something we talk about. And it kind of just occurred to both of us that something we cherish and appreciate, especially like local SoCal commercials, we have a deep love for.
Yeah. So a rich history of local commercials in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Keys on Van Nuys, Cal Worthington.
Crazy Gideon.
Mm. Crazy Gideon. A lot of great.
So you guys both grew up in the LA area?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I came into LA, like it's been almost 8 years now and had to learn all the brand new local commercials. Because I was in Texas. We had all of our own crazy ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are burned into my brain.
Totally.
Doesn't exist here.
And that's that's what we like to hear about from our guests, like their local commercials or their childhood commercials from their hometown, because it's I don't know, it's fun to talk about.
Yeah
it is fun.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah. And it's also nice because people who start in a lot of these commercials are very accessible to get a hold of. They're not like, you know, there aren't that many barriers to get to like the kid from the Zoom commercials.
who you had on your show.
He was on the show. I found his information on his, he worked, he's a lawyer now, and I just found his email on his law office website. And
wait, so you're having like the stars of the commercials on your show?
A little bit, like not every episode, but we've had like the guy from the Free Credit Report band.
Oh my god, classic.
And and yeah, he was very nice. Yeah, very nice guy. The voice.
What about the? Oh yeah. What about the lady from Education Connection? Have you guys reached out to her?
No, but we should find her. We
probably should.
Yeah,
we did cover that commercial, which is a bop, as they say.
It really is
a bop. Yeah,
it's a good song.
Only way to describe it.
Yeah,
really an earworm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It gets stuck in my head. And so now you're just becoming friends with all of these former commercial stars.
I'd say we're friends.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys talk to the voice of the Noid, right?
The Noid was definitely, I mean, they're all great guests, but the Noid was a wonderful person to talk to. He has a name. His name is Pons Mar. he doesn't refer to himself as the Noid. But yeah, he's had a long, very interesting career, has worked with a lot of great directors. And the Noid, he looks back on his time as the Noid fondly. And then the Noid came back recently, which he was
right.
He was not happy with the new Noid campaign.
Oh, so I was going to ask, is he the original Noid or the new one or both? But it sounds like just the old, right?
Yeah, they didn't bring him back.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, he did not think that it, you know, paid a tribute to the original Noid campaign in a honorable way.
Wow.
Did you guys talk about the controversy of the Noid?
I wasn't even going to bring it up, but he brought it up.
Okay.
And, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, like, I guess we're going there.
Because that, like, you know, I'm sure that like ended his Noid career, right?
That's what I thought. He said that's not really what ended the Noid, but I'm like, are you sure? It seems like that would have like,
what else happened?
He was like, oh, people just got tired of the Noid. I was like, are you sure it wasn't like the guy named Kenneth Noid with the gun?
Held the employees hostage.
Yeah, he went to a Domino's
location.
Yeah.
And held employees hostage, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe killed himself.
Because he thought that the Noid was like,
they're making fun of him.
Making fun of him because his last name was Noid.
Kenneth Lamar Noid, I think. And he held up some Domino's employees. He forced them to make him pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were there for a while. So he got hungry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would have asked for a pizza right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone died. We looked this up recently, but I think maybe someone got injured.
No.
Yeah, definitely no one died. He unfortunately did kill himself. Yeah.
Oh, he killed himself. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a few years later, like in a mental later. Institution. It's a very sad story.
Oh, no. Yeah. That is so sad. Our listeners are just crying at this point. But yeah, it was shocking when I first heard that because it's like no one really talked about it at the time.
Right. They just quietly stopped doing Noid commercials.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I do think people probably did kind of get tired of it.
The Noid? Yeah, I mean, he's a weird kind of squeaky little man dressed in a rabbit suit. You know, people are going to start asking questions after a certain amount of time.
So, yeah. He's always using a jackhammer. He's always causing trouble.
He uses a mallet.
Yeah.
He's annoying.
Property damage. Yeah, he doesn't care about anything. But also, I don't get why would they bring him back?
Yeah.
Like, once they already decided, like, all right, enough Noid. And then just get a new character or something that's not associated with a horrible event.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I feel like commercials don't have characters like they used to, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, bring the cavemen back.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess so.
You're like, that's not what I was trying to say at all.
Do you guys have like jingles that you still know the words to from commercials?
We know the jingles to many, many different commercials.
Wow.
Land?
Oh, yeah.
What do you know?
I love Tito's Tacos.
Oh, that's a great local commercial. Have you guys heard Tito's Tacos?
No.
How's it go?
It goes, I love Tito's Tacos. You love Tito's too. I love Tito's Tacos. What else can you do? You can also buy delicious burritos, chips and salsa, enchiladas. Mmm, the only thing better than a Tito's taco is two.
I said the only thing better than a Tito's taco is two.
They do say it twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a jam. That was a good song.
It's really good.
I guess tacos must be the star because everything else was like burrito, blah, 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 whatever. But taco.
The tacos are good.
Get two.
I did get two when we went there. Nice. The burritos are very good.
Yum.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I always have some commercial jingle running on some frequency in my brain at all times during the day, just taking up space that could be better used.
We were doing that with, what was the yogurt?
Oh, so there's a commercial. Oh, let's watch it.
Only Daisy cottage cheese will do. Only Daisy cottage cheese will do. Satisfying and fresh, so creamy and delish. Only Daisy cottage cheese will do.
Yeah.
So it plays
stuck in your head
during basketball games a lot. Whoa. Right now. Yeah. And that's kind of the only time I really see commercials is actually when I'm watching basketball.
Yeah.
Everything else is streaming, no commercials.
Yeah. So that song immediately got stuck in my head, could not stop singing it. Then I would sing it for other people and then they would watch it and then they would get addicted to it. It was, you know, a pandemic.
Yeah.
Of only Daisy Cottage Cheese will do.
It's a good song. It makes me a little mad because I don't agree. I don't think only Daisy's cottage cheese will do. Because when I'm looking at the foods they're presenting, that's like fruit with cottage. I just don't like cottage cheese. So it makes me mad because I don't agree with what they're selling me. But I like the song a lot. The
song's a jam.
The song's very
good.
It's
undeniable.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
It's a jam. But I've got the other Daisy song that's like ingrained in me. From
Dollop
the
of Daisy?
Yes. Yeah. That one's way more, you know, I guess they're trying to update it to this new one, which I like as well. But that Dollop of Daisy was like everywhere for decades.
Yeah. You have like an emotional attachment to that
right.
one. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I do think that they're just trying to modernize, get with Gen Z probably.
You think that's a Gen Z type song?
Yeah. Or at least like a room full of 40-year-olds being like, what is Gen Z like?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have like a whispery Billie Eilish style song about cottage cheese. I feel like that would do well.
Yeah. They could have tapped into that. Mm-hmm. But also, do teens eat cottage cheese?
Good point.
I don't know anyone that eats cottage cheese, actually.
Yeah. I would say I would replace yogurt in most of those situations.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, I don't like the chunks. Sorry.
I don't like the chunks. I don't like the chunks at all.
Yeah, a lot of chunks and lumps.
So what's your guys' relationship with basketball? Do you hate it? Don't care about it? Never? Don't know what it is? Never heard of it?
I'll tell you what. My relationship is like, I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now with cutoff sleeves. It says Spalding on it.
Hell yeah.
You're a fan of the Ball brand.
I like this shirt. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Ball brand. I mean, growing up, my relationship with basketball growing up was like, my dad was a big Lakers fan and he would sit alone and in his room and he would yell really loudly and he'd be like, come on. And I was like, oh, that's what basketball is. Like, it's what someone who likes basketball looks like. And so he would get really mad at basketball. I didn't play basketball growing up. I wrote a song about basketball once, but everything I've said in the last minute is pretty much my relationship with basketball.
And I do love your theme song. And
it's so good.
Thank you.
It reminds me a little bit of Aviva's song.
My song's very
different. That she wrote. Oh, I don't know. independently. Can we hear a little bit of that? A little more singing, please?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we, I want to hear this song. This
much, but it's short. It's not fully composed, but the basic gist of the song is it's talking about swish, talking about swoosh, talking about where can I find those hoops? Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I'm talking about pass me that ball, because we're going to play basketball. Oh, baby. That's all.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Kind of... Sexual.
Like romantic? Yeah, I was going to say, it's like kind of sexy song.
It's all the Oh Babies.
Yeah. There's a lot of sensuality there, definitely.
Yeah. It actually, both your shirt and that song made me think of the movie Love and Basketball, which is like one of the horniest sports movies ever.
That's probably true. Yeah. I used to watch that movie a lot. I love that movie.
Really?
It's so good.
I think it was on a lot, on TV a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true. But there's a part in it where the main character is being, I think actually Gabrielle Union is making fun of the main character for being very sporty. Mm. And she says something like, who's your boyfriend, Spalding?
Right.
Yes. And so I'm like, oh, you're wearing a shirt for her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I mean, cool.
Yeah.
Cool guy, I think. Spalding.
I hope so. Hopefully. Or he's been canceled.
But yeah, I love a horny basketball song. That was great.
Thank you.
Gotta get you in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we do.
Land any basketball? You're a tall guy. Do people just ask you all the time if you play basketball?
Oh, well, surprisingly, no, they don't. Probably after they see the way I move and speak and just exist. But I used to like basketball I like sports as a boy. I had a subscription to Sports Illustrated for kids.
Nice.
And I would I'd cut out.
No swimsuit edition on that one?
Oh, God, I hope not. I remember I would like painstakingly cut out like Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky and then just like stick them to my wall. And I was like, I love sports. But then I realized that my body was not equipped to be good at sports. I have what's known as chicken legs and bad knees. I had a dislocated knee and it totally ended my sports career. But I still appreciate the round ball, shooting hoop. Mm-hmm. We shoot hoop. It's like fun to watch.
Do you watch games and stuff?
I have not for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. We would
if someone invited us.
And I don't know what time they. If someone told me what time they came on, I would pop it on the TV.
And it's also really fun to see live. I remember I saw like the Warriors back when I lived in the Bay Area.
Mm.
Going to a game is very fun.
Yeah.
Have you guys gone together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to go for this podcast all the time.
Wow.
Like once a month.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously pandemic, we stopped going. Mm. And we actually got the chance to go not too long ago. But I wasn't fully vaxxed yet at that point, and Agata was still kind of nervous about being in a big crowd.
Yeah.
So... we'll see you next time we go to a game.
Yeah.
Who knows when it'll be.
Might not be till like next season.
But. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do have to say going to games is a good way to get into it because it is so fun to watch in person.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, you'd be eating a hot dog or
whatever. Very different experience than like watching it on TV for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But also like watching it at a bar with like a bunch of people who are excited. That's a separate experience. It's also fun in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Do you see any celebs at these games? Jack Nicholson, maybe?
Billy Crystal.
Oh! Yeah. Billy Crystal.
He's at every game.
He loves the Clippers.
Yeah, because we would go to the Clippers. We can't afford Lakers tickets more than like once a year. But for the Clippers, he'd be courtside every time.
One time we saw Adam Sandler sitting next to Billy Crystal and a basketball player next to him, Kevin Garnett. And this is right before Uncut Gems came out.
Oh, and Kevin Garnett was he in?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Mm. That's amazing. What a sight.
What a scoop.
What a scoop.
It is funny here because, like, you know, I used to go to Phoenix
and
Suns
Ben
games.
Ben Schwartz, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Ben Schwartz was there, too.
Yeah. Courtside as well?
Yeah.
I think he's friends with Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
That's funny. Because
they did a movie together.
Oh, wow.
It was a weird, like, quad pair.
Yeah.
That's not the right word. But
I don't know if they hang out all the time, those four.
Like, did they go out to dinner before? Like, I would love to have been a fly on the wall.
Yeah, on that spaghetti.
Oh,
yum.
But like going to Phoenix Suns games, you don't see celebs. That's like such an LA thing.
Yeah.
But right. It's like, yeah, every time you go to a game here, there's at least one. Even the WNBA games, like Vivica A. Fox was at every Sparks game.
Oh, I love that. Love her.
But like in the Bay Area, wasn't it like E40s always up?
E40s always there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There was like, also, Drake would come a bunch because he's like friends with Steph Curry.
Mm. Of course he is.
Oh, yeah. And he's courtside at like Raptors games a lot, which people got mad at him because he would start getting like, he would start like jumping in and like starting shit with the player.
Well, Jesus. I mean, not,
yeah.
He recently went to LeBron James's son's high school basketball game. And he stood up and started talking to the ref, like,
you know,
telling him how to do his job.
He loves jumping in, which people got mad about, which is understandable.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, I respect his passion, but sit down, Drake.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine being in high school and Drake's watching your basketball game?
I feel like it
I would shit my pants.
I feel like it would affect.
I would have a real Kevin. I almost said Kevin Garnett. It wasn't Kevin Garnett. Who did that? Oh, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce shit his pants.
Oh, no.
Paul Pierce shit his pants during a game. Had to be taken out in a wheelchair.
Oh, whoa. My God. This is a basketball player?
Yeah.
Oh,
he pretended he was injured.
Yeah, he was like, ow, ow, ow. But really, it was like doo-doo.
And then he just runs back out in like 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And he was wearing white shorts, too, which like...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He claims he didn't shit his pants, by the way.
Didn't they? He finally admitted it.
He admitted it, but then he backpedaled.
Oh.
Well, we got his admission on camera, okay? You can't backpedal.
Oh, no. Would you guys have admitted it?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's tough because, like, I don't... That's, like, a generation that I don't know. So, like, to me, the only thing I think about when I think about him is him shitting his pants. Because that's just a story that people tell about him. So I feel bad because I think, like, I'm sure he's a great player. Like, lots of great memories. But... For me, I just think about a shitty pants.
Yeah.
So that can't be good.
No.
Yeah.
But if it was me, I would admit it. I'd be like, whoops.
You gotta own it.
There was, yeah, definitely. There was another player where reporters were like, how come you didn't come and do the pregame, you know, chant with the rest of the team? And he was like, okay, honestly, you want the honest answer? I had to take a shit, okay? I think that's who I would be.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if you really want to know about this, like, I poop.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
Right. Yeah. Like, especially, like, in a stressful, like, it's game time.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, putting the pressure on you. Like, I would definitely be, like, you know, nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
Which can affect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Your bowels. Before I have to do comedy, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly yes. What I mean. Yeah. It's like I can only imagine like the pressure.
Right.
I know. And your body's moving all around. Like, God. Mm-mm. I feel bad for athletes with stomach issues. That's sad.
It is sad.
Right. Like, yeah, if they have like IBS or something.
Yeah. Oof.
That's rough.
You just can't eat before a game, essentially.
Okay.
So let's move on. I'm actually gonna give the steering wheel over to Gabe here.
Okay.
Commander Gabe, take it away.
Wow, Commander. I got a promotion. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
So I pulled some fun commercials. We did one episode where we watched some basketball commercials maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
But there are so many. And so this is round two.
Yay.
Try to get a mix of some funny ones, some local ones. Let's just take a look. What do you think?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay. So Blake Griffin and Kevin Love, they are two beloved players, mm-hmm. veterans, still playing today, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here is a commercial from 2012 of the two of them doing, I think, what they're known best for.
What a tease.
Rematch.
Oh.
Bring it. Jenga. Style points. It's like that. Whoa.
They're like spinning the blocks on their finger and stuff.
What is this? We'll see.
Boom! That's how you Jenga. Blake dunked over a bunch of Jenga.
Special props used. Jenga comes as shown.
2 out of 3, man. How do you Jenga?
Special props used.
They had to be like, you cannot actually do this with Jenga.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was cute.
That was great.
That was amazing. I didn't know Jenga had that type of budget to hire these big
ballers.
That
ain't your mama's Jenga. That's an extreme Jenga.
Yeah, and so Blake had he participated in a dunk contest one time where he dunked over the top of a Kia. So that's what they were referring to with that, like, car shaped.
Oh, it's shaped like a car. I missed that.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I'm just assuming it was like kind of the same size as a small Kia.
Wow. It's inside basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's interesting because I never even think of those two guys together. Kevin Love plays on a different team. Like, I don't think they've ever been on the same team. I could be wrong, but
no idea.
Cool. What else you got, Gabe?
All right. So there's a former Pistons player named Rick Mahorn. When we did this last time, I didn't know who he was. Now I sort of know who he is, so I figured it'd be cool to do this commercial.
Have you guys seen Detroiters?
Oh, we love Detroiters.
Love it.
So you'll know Rick Mahorn from Detroiters.
Okay.
He was on there.
I'm Ricky Mahorn, and I play basketball with taste. If you try to drive past me, I'll... Hey, down there. You care to go for a Hungry Howie's pizza later? I'll pick you up after the game.
At Hungry Howie's, we make pizza with the finest toppings. Then for free, we'll add your choice of 7 delicious flavors to the crust for pizza with the edge and taste.
If you do things tastefully, people look up to you.
Get Hungry Howie's pizza with the flavor crust and enjoy the edge and taste.
Oh, wow. God.
If you do
that. That was very horny.
I know. And aggressive. I couldn't tell if he wanted to fight me or make love to me.
Yeah.
That
was definitely like a porn angle that the camera was. Yeah, for sure. Wait, what did he say? Said if you look up to someone, they what?
No, if you wait, something tastefully, then you'll.
People will look up to you. I didn't. Yeah,
that's a confusing.
The
sentiment.
Writing on the commercial was all over the place. It was like, I think a lot of mixed metaphors going on.
And have you ever ordered like put some butter on my crust? That seems weird, right?
Or like sesame seeds?
Yeah,
I had Hungry Howie's right by my college, and so I used to order it all the time, and. Before I even knew what Papa John's was, Hungry Howie's would do like a butter sauce with your pizza.
Mm, okay.
So I think that's what they're talking about.
I see.
Yeah. Also, did he say he'll pick us up after the game?
Yeah, he did.
That's really nice. That's also... Like, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say it's nice that after he plays a big game that he picks us up.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, he must be tired. Yeah. He's gotta be like icing down his knees and stuff, and then he shows up in his Mitsubishi. Yeah.
He's like all sweaty. Yeah. He's got like a big passenger van, like getting a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
Well, get in. We're going to Hungry Howie's. Mm.
Yeah. Rick Mahorn was on Detroiters. I believe he did a commercial for Sam and Tim.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And yeah, but as a much older man, he's like, you know, obviously retired now. Detroit legend, though.
I love that.
All right. Next up, this commercial is famous. You guys have probably seen it, but we haven't watched it on the show before. I'm just going to play it without any further intro.
Nice.
The Converse weapon. That's to shoot. That's magic. Do what he was born to do.
It may be so, but that's not all. They let Isaiah play like he's 10 feet tall.
For the kind of moves that never fail, the weapon's the choice of Kevin McHale.
The same is true for Mark McGuire. When I wear weapons, I'm on fire.
Well, what can the weapons do for King?
Well, I can do just about anything.
You already know what you did for me.
What?
I walked away with the MVP.
The Converse weapon. The number one weapon in the NBA.
I've never seen that.
Whoa. Was it just me or were some of them offbeat?
I
was
going to say. Most of them were very offbeat. Yeah,
I was going to say Larry Bird definitely came in offbeat, which was very noticeable.
And makes sense.
I think the beat itself was a little offbeat. I feel like there's just something wrong with the beat.
It's very disorienting. I know the guy should have, whoever was doing the little basketball dribbles, should have adjusted the dribbles to match their rapping rhythms. That's
right.
That's my criticism.
That was delightful. Yeah. That was delightful, though. I've never seen that one.
That was great.
The way that like they're entering the frame and then getting pushed down by the next person.
And tiny Isaiah Thomas just gets a shoe put on his head.
Oh, poor little guy.
Yeah.
Very emasculating.
I kind of want those shoes.
They looked cool.
They're very nice. They were very nice.
Yeah. Converse used to be, before Nike, because Nike used to be nothing before Michael Jordan, Converse was the like official shoe of the NBA.
I didn't know that. I really only know Converse for like the Chuck Taylor line and nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool
shoes.
Well,
they used to be considered sports shoes.
Wow.
I would never wear Converse while playing sports.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, I know. It's got like a thin layer of canvas on the sole. It's all flat.
Well, yeah, the shoes that these guys wear, I'm just screaming at my TV, no ankle support.
She really is. Yeah, I hear her do it all the time.
I mean, they look cool, but you're like, you're out there like, you know, defending and like running around, like you gotta protect those ankles.
Gotta protect the ankles.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Gabe? What's next?
Steven Adams.
Ooh, Steven Adams.
He's a player from New Zealand, I believe.
Yeah.
He did this commercial in Oklahoma City recently.
Ooh.
We put Oklahoma City pro basketball player Steven Adams on the back of a pickup truck and asked him to tell us his favorite meal.
Man, I ate people all the time. Like, I ate smashed steaks. All the bloody time, mate.
Packed with protein while providing other essential nutrients like zinc, iron, and B vitamins. Beef gives your body everything it needs to perform at a high
level.
Beefful!
I just smash them because they taste really good.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
His ball said beef on it.
Holding a basketball.
I love that.
I can't tell if they were like trying to be funny with how he said what he said and the line he was reading. He likes to smash beef all the time.
I think they're trying to be funny.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was good. He's very charming. So
he's a funny guy. Okay. Yeah. He's a handsome, funny guy. So hopefully they were playing off of his natural comedic abilities.
Yeah.
Is his accent really that hard to understand, or was he kind of playing that up?
No, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, I think for interviews and stuff, he will enunciate more, but that's probably more what his regular, you know, voice is. But, you know, what was always weird to me growing up was when there was just a commercial for beef or eggs or
milk. Yeah.
Or milk. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand why they do it now, but as a kid, it would just be like, this doesn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
What's
get
going
it.
On?
This is a generic product.
I know. Yeah. Right. And do they like advertise those things when there's like a surplus of beef or milk that they need to like? They're like, we're not selling enough beef. So, I don't think I wouldn't think that beef or milk needed help. Selling themselves
or eggs.
Yeah,
yeah.
You never see an ad for.
What about just pizza?
Oh yeah, generic pizza.
Generic.
I'd love
pizza.
To see that.
I've never seen an ad for corn. I don't think.
I feel like I've seen an ad for corn.
Maybe there is.
Yeah,
it might be because there's no you know, those corn farmers need to get organized. There's not a because it's always like. Brought to you by the United Dairy Council.
Sure.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah. The United Corn Council.
Yeah, there needs to be a United Corn Council.
Unionize.
They exist and they're like, we put it in everything. We don't have to sell
it. I know.
It.
Yeah, they're like, true, we're good.
Yeah.
It's too much corn. Yeah.
Yeah. They should put out ads though because their reputation is not good. Gotta say. Mm-hmm. Really taken a beating the last like decade or so.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. All right, Gabe, what's next?
All right, this one is just labeled Shaq. Shaq is in so many commercials. I don't even remember which one I picked, so
great.
Let's just play it.
Surprise to us all.
I know we're going to get Shaq's autograph.
Really?
Sneak, 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 sneak.
There's a security guard sleeping.
Shaq? Oops.
What happened, Shaq?
Oh.
You're so small.
When I want to play, I got to eat five a day.
He's 4 feet tall.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Shaq's secret is vegetables and fruit.
He grew like 5 feet from eating a carrot.
That's like not educating kids on how the body works. We're like, okay, so you get really small in the morning and then you eat about five carrots. You get really, really big.
It's kind of like Mario, you know, get real big real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One mushroom
will do it. That's fine. That's all you need. Yeah. Also, I don't think, look, I'm not a scientist, but
you're not?
Yeah, I know I've been telling you I am for a really long time, but I don't think carrots make you bigger. I think carrots are good fiber. They clean out your system.
They
they're
help
like
with your
nutrients.
Eyesight,
improve eyesight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The eyesight thing, I think, is a myth.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like, it's that like, sounds like a myth.
It came from big carrots.
Maybe are you a scientist?
I actually am.
Yeah.
I actually am a secret scientist. So whoa. Anastasia was pretending to be one, and I was pretending not to be one.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But in private, she does make me call her Dr. Agata, PhD.
Oh, my God. I should get a PhD so I can make people call me that.
But
sounds great.
I just think of like protein as growth. You know what I mean? Mm. Not carrots.
Yeah.
But prove me wrong.
Wow. You really don't believe in the nutrients carrots provide.
Yeah.
I think they provide
what's your
other
deal
stuff?
With carrots.
Carrot truther.
Yeah. Yeah, big carrot's been lying to us this whole time.
Can I say something about carrots?
Of course. Go off.
This is going a little bit off topic, but it's on topic because it's about carrots.
Okay.
Sounds perfectly on topic.
It's about Carrot Top.
Okay.
I was thinking he calls himself Carrot Top because his hair is red.
Right.
But the top of a carrot is green. Because it has leaves on it. I'm just saying, not a very accurate title.
I never thought
this
of that.
This is a good point.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest criticism of him.
Yeah.
I would love if he just had a big green hairdo and he was like, I'm Carrot Top. I'm Carrot Top. You know, carrots have a green top.
That's his
first line in effect.
Yeah, he's got green hair but red pubes.
Exactly.
If I may say something about carrots before we move on.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought Shaq was exuding like mad Bugs Bunny energy in this commercial. And then I was thinking about the carrot used as like a punctuation to like a joke or a sarcastic comment as Bugs Bunny would do. And I think it's like a very healthy replacement for a cigar. Like if, let's say,
yeah.
Let's say you're really into cigars and you're trying to quit. Like, why not pick up a carrot?
That's a really good.
They should try that.
I know. I would love to see a bunch of like older men in a business meeting around
the guys from The Sopranos.
The guys in The Sopranos, like sitting by a pool, and they're all they have a little carrot in between their fingers.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's an ashtray in the middle of the conference table with just like stubs of carrots. Yeah.
Gabagool. Yeah. All right. What's next?
All right. Nikola Jokic is the MVP of the NBA this season.
Yay!
He's originally from Serbia. And here is a commercial that he is in from Serbia.
Oh.
Pasos.
His passport.
But he's
a little chubby boy in his passport. Are they pepper goldfish?
Yum.
Yeah, they're lime and pepper goldfish.
Yum. Lime and that sounds really good, actually. He handed her his passport and she didn't believe it was him because he looked like a little baby.
Yeah, he's like a chubby little guy.
Yeah, and he's
not the big strong man he is today.
Is that what they're trying to say?
I think so. Is that like she's like, this isn't you, but it clearly was him. And then she took
that's
a picture.
A famous childhood photo of Nikola Jokic.
Yes,
that looks nothing like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some context.
And then he got a new photo of him mid bite.
Yeah. The little snacks were called like merjosh or something like that.
Mm.
But I wonder, is it by the same company that makes goldfish crackers?
It looks exactly like
they look exactly the crackers. Same. Yeah,
it must be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that he's doing commercials in Serbia. Have not seen a commercial with him in it here.
Mm. Mm.
He could do it.
I believe in him.
I'd watch it. I've never seen a commercial from Serbia before.
No.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe we're educating the commercial wizards, the ad wizards.
No, commercial wizards. We don't know anything about commercials at all. In fact, I hate them.
Oh no. But, what have we done? No. All right, Gabe, what's next?
This is an iconic commercial featuring Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see that's how I dream to be. That's dream I move. Oh, I dream I grew.
Aww.
Wow.
God, people loved Michael Jordan so much. I mean, it goes without saying, but
yeah.
Do you guys feel like there's any basketball player that people like love as much as Michael Jordan, or will they ever again?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's possible. Like,
yeah.
I think LeBron comes close, but maybe kids who grew up, you know, in like kids who are like 18 now or whatever, maybe LeBron is for them. But like, I feel like Michael Jordan, to this day, he's considered the greatest basketball player ever.
Yeah. It was like he was like a worldwide phenomenon. Like everybody knows him across the world.
And he made it a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't have happened without him.
Do you both agree that do you consider him to be one of the greatest basketball players in the world?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Is
Jordan? I mean, you can't really argue against it.
No.
It's just facts.
Yeah.
Is Jordan still regarded as the greatest, like of all time, the GOAT, as you will?
Well, there's a lot of debate about it, but you know, a lot of it comes from these younger kids who weren't around. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to I was alive, but I wasn't paying attention. I was a little baby.
Yeah.
I was in diapers.
Yeah. You were just wanting a bottle.
Yeah. But I feel like for the kids who are growing up now, like they don't understand how big of an impact that was.
Yeah.
And for them, yeah, they're more of like LeBron or, you know, whoever the big star is in their city.
Also, there's a group of people who reside in Los Angeles who claim Kobe is the greatest of all time over Michael Jordan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's really a minority. Like, they're not a large group of people. Like,
interesting. I think
the bigger consensus is it is Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time.
Yeah. But like, yeah, LeBron and Kobe are like the two that
get thrown around a bunch.
That people debate about.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry is not in the equation. Is he?
No.
Not at all. Okay.
I mean, he's a good player, but not.
I think the reason why he's not in the conversation is because he's a very specific type of player where he's a distance player. Like, he does a lot of three-pointers rather than dunking. Well, Michael Jordan could do everything. He was three-pointers, dunking, like, good on defense.
Team daddy.
Yeah. Like, also personality-wise, like, he was in commercials, you know. He was just kind of larger than life. And I you know, like, I think Steph Curry probably has the stats to be considered, like, one of the greats. But just because he's not, like, an all-around player, I don't think he's...
Yeah,
and compares to Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah, because for like Kobe and LeBron and for Michael Jordan, it's like whatever team they're on, like, everybody else needs to watch out. Like, that's the kind of, like, you know, like, the power that they hold is that, like, LeBron has moved around a bunch. So it's like whatever team LeBron's on, you know, is like gonna be a huge competitor for everyone.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's not really the case for Steph, like, yet. I think he, you know, he's still pretty, he has like time. Like, yeah, he still has time to, like, grow into that. But it's not like his presence alone means that you're automatically going to the playoffs.
Mm. And just the style of basketball he plays is more of a team. It's not like one person does all the work. He's like a team player, which is great.
What a loser.
Yeah. I could beat him in 1-on-1.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wow. Let's actually, I want to see that. Let's make that happen.
Well, men will always say that to WNBA players. They always want to challenge them to 1-on-1 because they're disgusting and, you know, misogynist.
Yeah.
So I just think it's funny for women to say that to NBA players. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Take me 1-on-1.
Is there anyone in the NBA?
No. Come on. Okay. What's next?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, you think you could beat someone?
I was just going to say, I think I could beat someone on 1-on-1, as they call it. But if I had like a ladder that was next to the hoop and I and I was like right next to the hoop.
Yeah, Globetrotter style.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to block you or move the ladder or anything, or?
No.
Okay.
How about like a little mini trampoline to help you kind of get some air?
Yeah.
I can have whatever I want in order to get the help.
But the other person can't.
No. They have to do real basketball rules.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Gabe, what we got next?
All right, I've got one more.
Ooh.
I was going to originally end on Be Like Mike because it's a song that became the title of a movie.
Also, that song is one of the ones that's forever in my head.
For
like,
sure.
It's such a catchy song. It was so of the time. Like, Gatorade had just gotten big. So it was like, yeah, hell yeah, Gatorade.
So yeah, I was going to end on that one, but then yesterday I was on Instagram and I saw that Kelly Oubre Jr., who Agata is in love with, now doing Ferrari commercials. So I thought, let's just watch his Ferrari commercial.
Yes, please.
Nice.
I haven't seen it.
How would you describe power? Y'all know my style. Full speed. Limitless.
Spider.
Oh, he's going fast.
Manifesting my destiny.
Be careful.
One turn. After the
precious cargo.
Yeah. Life will, it's showing little Bay fast. Area things.
The question is, are you built for it? If so, keep up.
Wow.
Wow.
It's kind of an intense commercial.
I don't know what I'm feeling.
It's really serious.
That was really serious.
It's like, it's just a car. Okay. It's like, just calm down.
But yeah. I guess you're taking, just driving. Taking a curve in a Ferrari is like slam dunking a basketball is the message I got from that.
Yeah. That's the message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Just doing a gentle curve outside the city is very similar to dunking a basketball.
I just want him to stay under the speed limit and, you know, keep his seatbelt on. I want him to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird that they're showing Bay Area stuff. There was the...
those like red and white towers.
Why am I forgetting the name of it?
The Dr. Seuss Towers.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways, showed some landmarks of the Bay Area. And then
Full House.
And then it showed his license plate. It was a New Jersey plate.
Yeah, oh, interesting. That was weird. Why?
He's not from Jersey. Never played for.
They drive a car from Jersey.
I guess so.
Okay.
Very weird detail.
Yeah.
What did he say at the beginning? He's like, "How would you define power?"
Yeah.
And then he started talking again. I was like, give me a second to answer the question.
Do you have an answer now?
It's like, makes things go.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also
measured by horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He also said that he manifests his own destiny. And he is kind of like a witchy woo-woo kind of guy. So I do imagine that he has crystals in his Ferrari.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm glad he's getting that, you know, the commercial money.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many years he's got left in the NBA. So
oh, no.
Stack it up. No, not in a bad way.
Oh, okay. You know, people get aged out.
Yeah, yeah. By your mid to late 30s, like, you're thinking about retiring.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's still a baby, I guess.
Aww. He could model afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want him to be a model or to be cast in an A24 film.
Yeah. Like,
get really artsy and fun and cute.
I bet he could do that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And driving everywhere in his Porsche. Spider.
Okay, so... Yeah.
So that's most of those are the commercials that I pulled. And there are so many more. So if anybody knows of any and wants to send them in, that would be amazing. Especially local ones, because those are really hard to find. Mm. If a player does a car dealership commercial in your area, I want to watch those so bad.
Gabe, you don't happen to have the Bradley Beal one on hand, do you?
The Eastern Motors? Yeah. I can grab that really quick.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys like local commercials.
Yeah.
This is one that is kind of legendary for, like, the D.C. area.
Upgrade your vehicle or just go for your dream car at Easterns.com.
Easterns. That's nice.
I love the energy.
At Eastern Motors, your job's your credit.
At Eastern Motors, your job's your credit.
Yeah. It's catchy.
That's an example of a great song.
Yeah,
I loved it. Loved it.
Do you have a favorite? Do you recognize basketball players when they're in commercials, first of all? And then if so, do you have a favorite one that you've seen in the past?
I wouldn't know basketball players like by their face unless they were like Shaq, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and like maybe five and like Larry Bird.
Well, you mentioned you have a whole Shaq folder.
I know he was in the General.
I was going to mention we love the General insurance commercials, which has a very poor CGI rendering of a general, and he has a very annoying slogan he shouts at you, but
I like his slogan.
I mean, okay. what is it?
For the best car insurance rates in town, call 1-800-GENERAL now.
Okay, something like that. Yeah.
We had one that we watched on the last episode where Shaq was in a Buick that's too small for him. Have you guys watched that one?
So it's about his size. Makes sense. No, I have not.
But he is talking about like how this is finally a car that's big enough for Shaq. But then when they like zoom out, it's definitely not big
enough.
It's
so small.
Yeah, kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit that one.
But Shaq commercials are, there's so many of them. So I think
he won't turn down an offer. Yeah. So,
it doesn't seem that way.
Send him over. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
We'd like to plug Ad Wizards, which we release like every other Thursday, every first and third Thursday. And if you live in LA, come to Cult Comedy on Fridays starting in July at Cafe Tropical in Silver Lake.
Yay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I used to go regularly before the pandemic. I'll definitely be coming back. Now that things are starting up again.
Yay.
Is it stand up or what is it?
Oh yeah, it's stand up.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for being here, and thanks to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.